Unnamed Witches. A murdered witch. This source contains an example of the extreme violence that could be committed against people who were accused of witchcraft. 2 December, 1625. The man I told you of, his name was Pemberton, an active man in several professions, but a papist, and hath been a teacher over of recusant's children. This man, as the general report is, was cast out of their synagogue, whereupon he grew melancholy, seeking by all means to be reconciled again to his former state. And, as it is conveyed, for no man can prove their secret passages, had confidence with a priest, who, after many delays, should tell him that there was no means for his reconcilement, but to procure the heart of a heretic. Whereupon, as it seems, he gave out in speeches that he would kill this woman, for, says he, she is a witch. After a while, being at work near the place, he was willed to come to supper, which, quoth he, but I will kill the witch first. Whereof the messenger laughed, as at a jest. So he went to the house to come in. The doors were shut, for they were jealous of his words. He bade open the door. They would not, for it was tight. Then he took up a mighty stone, and at serious assault broke it down. The women came out backward to a neighbour's house, but he fell first upon the men, and with a whittle like a butcher's knife gave him 50 wounds. Then he followed the women, but a maid, resisting him, got 5 great wounds, and he would have killed her, unless she told him where the witch was. Whereof she told him, under the bed. He came into the chamber door, pulled her out, cut her throat so wide it lay upon her bosom, ripped down her breast, but could not get his hand in for the bone. Then he ripped her up the belly, thrust in his arm, and caught a piece of her, with his knife in one hand, and liver in the other. Bragging openly he had killed the witch, there was her heart, and now he cared not what became of him.